我哋今朝早好高兴嘅，能够有 Dr. John Hall 嚟到我哋当中，系代表我哋圣诞嘅信息。Dr. John Hall 系我哋嘅顾问牧师，系我哋嘅 consulting pastor。我哋用热烈嘅掌声一齐嚟欢迎 Dr. John Hall。
Good morning. Well, good morning and Merry Christmas.
各位早晨，圣诞快乐。
I have a very special announcement from Pastor Sam.
我有一个陈牧师。
Really, this is from me.
其实是我自己讲啫。
I want to encourage every single one of you to buy Pastor Sam a very expensive Christmas present.
我想请你们每一个呢都买给陈牧师一个很贵重的礼物。
Now, he's a very humble man.
但他是一个很谦卑的人。
And he'll be polite and receive the gifts.
他会好欢喜、好有礼貌嘅接受呢个礼物。
But he will say, "I can't keep all of these gifts."
但系佢会话咧，我唔配咧系接受啲礼物。
And because we're very good friends,
啊，因为佢系我嘅朋友啦。
He will give all the gifts to me.
所以所有礼物咧会送咗俾我嘅。
And I will say, "Amen." Thank you, Richmond Hill Church.
咁我就会话多谢城北教会。
I'm so glad to see you today.
我今朝好欢喜见到各位。
Been coming here over 20 years.
我嚟到各位当中咧，我谂都有二十年啦。
And thank the Lord for this wonderful congregation.
多谢神咧，有呢个咁好嘅教会。
This all started with about 50 people 30 years ago.
三十年前咧，大概只有五十人喺呢度聚会。
And we have over 50 people that just direct the parking out here now. It's just amazing.
现在呢就算指挥交通呢都可能已经有50人了。
Your influence continues to grow.
你的影响力呢是继续的有增长。
And my prayer really is that in 2016, that this will be, this coming year will be your greatest year ever.
我的祈祷就是2016年将会是你们一个最喜乐的一年。
Well, I hope you're getting excited about Christmas.
我希望你已经预备好是为到圣诞而欢乐。
We enjoy Christmas in our family very, very much.
在我们家呢，我们是非常之的，是欢喜有圣诞。
We have two children, Sharon and I, that are now adults and married.
我和我太太 Sharon 呢，有两个已经是成人的小孙仔。
And our oldest child, Andy, he and his wife just, I guess a year and a half ago, gave us our first grandchild.
我的大仔 Andy 和他太太，我想是年几前呢，是给了我们第一个孙。
So there's new excitement in the whole family with a new baby.
所以喺个屋企里边，因为呢个 BB 嘅来临咧，我哋非常嘅兴奋。
She is just a little too young to begin to understand things related to Christmas.
啊，佢其实太细个，佢都唔系好明白圣诞嘅意义。
But when her father, my son Andy, was about 3 or 4 years old.
但当佢爸爸就系我嘅仔 Andy， 当佢三四岁嘅时候。
My wife wanted to teach him the importance every Christmas about the meaning of the day and what it was all about.
我太太好想小孩子能够明白究竟圣诞是什么意思。
So at Christmas time, we would get a Christmas tree.
所以在圣诞的时候，我们有圣诞树啦。
We decorate the tree.
我们呢，是会装饰那个圣诞树。
And to the side of the tree, there was a nativity scene that my wife placed there.
在个树的旁边呢，我太太呢，就是设立了一个圣景。
It had all of the characters, if you will, of the manger Bethlehem story.
就是好像有马槽啊，等等啊，各样嘅安排嘅嗰处。
There were animals and shepherds and wise men.
又有博士啊，又有动物啦，又有牧羊人啊，嗰啲公仔喺处。
Mary and Joseph and a manger.
玛利亚同埋约瑟啦，同埋喺马槽。
But there was no baby Jesus in the manger.
但喺马槽嗰处咧系冇BB 喺树噃。
My wife's idea was this.
我个太太嘅意思就系咁样。
Put the baby Jesus in a gift box at Christmas time.
佢将耶稣基督嘅好似一个公仔咧，就系摆咗一个盒嘅里边。
And teach our children a very valuable lesson about Christmas.
系教导我哋嘅细蚊仔一个好有意义嘅一个嘅功课。
So she placed the baby in a box.
所以佢摆喺呢个好似代表耶稣基督嘅公仔咧喺个盒嘅里边，然后包好佢。
Wrapped it as a Christmas gift.
好似圣诞礼物一样包好佢。
And then wrote on the gift these words.
然后写喺嗰个嘅上面咧呢句嘅说话。
To Andy, that would be our son.
俾 Andy 就系我嘅仔。
From God.
是神送给你的礼物。
And before we open the first Christmas present every year,
当我们开其他的礼物之前呢，
Andy and later our daughter Mary,
我的仔和后来我的女
would open that box
先打开那一盒的礼物
to them from God.
这个就是从神给他们的礼物
Open it and there they would find this makeup or this character of the baby Jesus.
当他打开之后他们能够见到这个好像代表耶稣的这个公仔
Then they would take the baby Jesus figure and place it in the manger.
然后他们会将这个公仔呢就放在那个马槽那里
And it was a profound way to send our children a message as to what Christmas is all about.
这个呢是一个很深入的让我小孩子明白圣诞的意义的功课。
Jesus Christ is God's gift to us.
耶稣基督就是上帝赐给我们的一个礼物。
We have fun at Christmas in our home.
我们很欢喜有快乐的圣诞。
And probably you do too.
我深信你一样。
Now I'm a bit of a big kid.
我好像一个大小孩一样。
Even though I'm 57 years old.Even though I'm 57, Sam. You want,
not 67?
I'm not 67,
oh,
Sam.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm 57. We're, tell the truth, Pastor.
All right. 他承认他只有57岁。
And even at my age, when I see a Christmas gift under the tree for me,
当我见到圣诞的礼物在圣诞树之下
I love to pick it up and shake it.
我仲系好似细蚊仔一样咧，我会摇嗰啲礼物，睇下估下里边系乜嘢嘢。
Try to figure out what's inside。
我想估下里边系乜嘢嘢。
And then on Christmas morning，
当圣诞嘅早晨
，I'm so excited to open those gifts。
我就会打开呢啲圣诞礼物。
There's something about opening gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day。
或者喺圣诞夜，或者咧系喺圣诞日咧打开啲礼物嗰种嘅兴奋。
But I have good news for you this morning。
但今天我有个好消息跟各位讲。
There are some gifts from God that you don't have to wait till Christmas to open.
今天从神而来的有一些礼物你不需要等圣诞那天才打开。
They're available to Christ followers right here and right now.
跟从耶稣基督的人这一刻现在已经可以打开那些礼物。
Let's spend this first Sunday morning in December together.
让十二月第一个嘅主日，我哋一齐咁样思想。
Talking about three Christmas presents you don't have to wait to open。
让我哋一齐嘅系思想下，有三份嘅礼物，我哋唔需要等到圣诞，我哋就可以打开嘅。
Gift number one。
第一份嘅礼物
，freedom from fear，
就系无惧嘅自由。
Pastor Sam, would you please read verse 10 of Luke chapter 2, where it speaks of the importance of not fearing？
让我读路加福音第二章系第十节。第十节，那天使对他们说：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
There in Luke 2, the angel says, "Do not be afraid."
路加福音第二章，天使话：不要惧怕。
In the preceding chapter, Luke chapter 1,
在前一章呢，就是路加福音第一章。
The angel says on two occasions, one to Zechariah, the other to Mary.Don't be afraid.
有两次天使咧系对佢哋讲，第一次系对撒加利亚讲，第二次对玛利亚讲，不要惧怕。
If you study the Bible, the scriptures have a lot to say about fear.
如果你系研究圣经嘅时候，你发觉圣经里边时时都教我哋不要惧怕。
The Bible has so much to express and teach us about fear and anxiety.
圣经里边有好多经文系教我哋不要惧怕咧。
And I think that's because every single day we are tempted to experience fear and anxiety.
个原因就系因为我哋每一日咧都会遇见呢啲嘅恐惧嘅事，或者叫我哋焦虑嘅事。
Someone has said that there are enough verses in the Bible on fear.
有人讲过，佢话圣经里边咧系好多次提到惧怕呢件嘅事。
That you could read one verse about fear per day for a year and never repeat a verse.
就系每一日咧，你都可以揾到一节嘅圣经讲到不要惧怕嘅，而唔需要重复读翻嗰段圣经嘅。
So may I ask you this morning?
所以今朝早让我请问各位
，What are you afraid of?
你惧怕嘅系乜嘢呢
？What is it that's causing you anxiety in your life, your family, your ministry?
乜嘢嘢系叫你同埋你嘅家庭或者你嘅侍奉咧带嚟焦虑呢
？There are lots of fears.
或者有好多嘅嘢我哋惊。
For instance, there's the fear of natural calamity.
或许我哋害怕嘅就大自然带嚟嘅灾祸。
Tornadoes and hurricanes.
或者系旋风或者系飓风。
fires and floods and lightning, being struck by lightning.
或者火災啦, 或者水災, 或者甚至是被雷劈到。
When I was a young pastor in my very first church,
当我是一个年轻的传道人, 我第一间侍奉的教会里面,
there was a man in our church who had a profound fear of tornadoes.
里面有一个男人呢, 他是很害怕那些旋风的。
He was panicked when there was a tornado watch that became a tornado warning by the weather service.
他非常的紧张, 当他听到呢, 有旋风的来临, 或者旋风的警告,
he had prepared an elaborate cellar to make it through tornadoes.
他是预备了一个的, 避风的地方呢, 是很详细的, 是设计这个的避风的避难所。
And he had taken reasonable, wise precautions and turned those, accelerated those into great, great paralyzing fear.
从一个应该是小心的这件事呢，是变为咗一个系控制咗佢嘅一种嘅恐惧。
That may be one of your fears today.
或者呢个都系你今日嘅恐惧。
Or maybe you have the fear of a serious illness coming into your body.
或者你惧怕嘅就系忽然间咧系听见自己有不治之症。
It's a real possibility.
系会有可能噶。
You fear that you will be ravaged by sickness and disease.
你会发觉咧，你系被呢啲嘅疾病咧系缠绕你。
And so you become overwhelmingly preoccupied about all things that are going into your body or where you take your body.
所以你又好担心时时咧，系成日都系谂住呢啲嘢，系谂住有咩嘢会发生喺我身上啊，等等。
And you take a very healthy view of taking care of one's body, and you accelerate it to a fear and paranoia that becomes dysfunctional and paralyzing.
本来咧小心自己嘅健康咧，呢个系好正常嘅。但系当你有呢种嘅恐惧嘅时候，你将佢咧系升高到咧系时时都系谂住呢啲嘅嘢。
Maybe that's a fear you have here today.
或者呢个系你今日有嘅恐惧。
Or maybe you have the fear of financial collapse.
或者你其中其他一样嘅恐惧咧，就系经济上边嘅崩溃。
You are fearful that you will lose your job or lose your income.
你害怕咧，你会失去咗你嘅职业，失去咗你嘅薪金。
That you will have your home or property or possessions taken from you.
或者呢，人呢会将你嘅屋同埋将你嘅物业呢，将佢系攞走咗。
That may be your greatest fear today.
呢个可能就系你今日最惊嘅嘢。
Or maybe for those of you, there is the fear of failure you're worried about.
或者有其他人佢害怕嘅就系失败嘅恐惧。
And you just can't seem to take a risk or move forward or make a transition because of that fear of failure.
就是因为你害怕失败咧，所以你唔敢向前行。
So you're just kind of stuck in your life.
所以你咧一生咧就系停咗喺嗰度啦。For
some of you, there may be the fear of being alone.
其他嘅人咧，或者系害怕咧，系孤单。
You just can't imagine life without a spouse or a mate or a very close family member or friend.
你谂你生命里边咧，如果你嘅家人咧、你嘅配偶啊等等咧唔喺身边咧，咁就唔得噶啦。
You fear being abandoned.
你觉得咧系被遗弃，
or disconnected or isolated，
或者咧俾同其他人咧系隔离咗，
and allowed to grow in your life, that can become a real emotional killer for you.
因为咁样嘅感受咧，能够叫你情绪上咧真系能够伤害你嘅。如果时时系咁样惊，
here's one that I'm tempted with.
有一个咧，我时时都系自己都害怕嘅，
and that's the fear of rejection.
就害怕咧人哋唔接纳我哋。
I want people to like me.
我想人人都欢喜我。
I want people to enjoy having a relationship with me.
我欢喜人咧，系好欢喜同我做朋友。
I want to be accepted by people.
我好想人哋接纳我。
And yet I know in my life that doesn't always happen.
但我知道喺我生命里边咧，唔会时时都系咁嘅。
But if that gets to be an unhealthy fear in your life,
如果咧呢个咧成为咗我一种嘅恐惧咧，
it can cause you to shrink or to become insecure.
就会令到你自己咧时时都冇安全感，
and can really prevent you from going forward in your life in relationships.
就会咧系阻拦你咧向前走，能够建立更多嘅关系。
Always worrying about what people think of you.
时时担心咧人哋会点样想我，
hoping to please them.
希望咧讨佢哋欢喜，
so they will accept you.
或者咁样咧佢哋会中意我。
When in fact, no matter what we do or who we are accepted in Jesus Christ.
而我哋都知道，无论我哋系点样样，我哋系点样嘅人咧，耶稣基督都接纳我哋。
There are some of you that might have what we would call the fear of sudden danger.
话佢有啲人佢害怕嘅咧就系忽然间嚟到嗰种嘅危险，嗰种嘅怕呢啲嘅呢种嘅害怕。
You don't want to leave the house.
你唔想离开屋企。
Or get on a car.
你唔想坐车。
Or get on a plane.
你唔想坐飞机。
Or go down to the subway.
唔想坐地铁。
For fear that you will experience danger.
害怕咧，你会经历一啲忽然间而嚟嘅一啲嘅危险。
That you be a victim of crime，
或者咧系被人哋侵犯你。
That you would be assaulted， or you would be a victim of robbery，
被人伤害或者被人咧系劫你。
And some people become extremely fearful of just what we would call sudden danger， things that are uncertain。
有人咧就系会为呢啲唔知会几时嚟嘅呢种危险咧，系时时怕呢啲嘢。
There's the fear of mental breakdown.
有時我哋害怕嘅自己咧，係精神會有錯亂。
And you're fearful that what is discouragement may become depression.
我哋害怕當我哋灰心咧，而會引致我哋憂鬱。
And what is depression may turn into dementia.
而憂鬱咧，讓到我哋咧係變咗咩嘢都唔記得曬啦。
And that you could just simply lose your mind.
咁咧，我哋就會咧，直情咧係失去咗我哋嘅。健康的精神。
I know people that are my age right now，
我知道有啲人咧系我咁嘅年纪嘅
，whose parents are now in the midst of Alzheimer's and dementia。
系我哋嘅父母咧，可能咧已经进入咗呢个老人痴呆啊等等呢啲嘅病。
And they are literally fearful that they too will be in that situation 30 years from now。
佢哋自己都害怕，当佢三十年之后，会唔会好似佢父母咁样样都有呢种嘅病啊
？And then there's the fear of dying。
然后最后就系一个嘅害怕死亡。
People fearful of what will happen next in their lives.
人咧就系害怕跟住喺我哋生命里边会出现嘅系乜嘢嘢呢
？So many fears.
好多嘅惧怕。
And the Bible has so much to say. Don't be afraid.
但系圣经话俾我哋听，不要惧怕。
I don't know if you know this or not.
我唔知道你有冇明白呢一样嘢。
But almost every book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation,
喺圣经里边咧，每一本嘅书，从创世记去到启示录。
Has a "don't be afraid" kind of statement within it.
都有一个不要惧怕咁样嘅信息喺里边嘅。
Our enemy, the devil, does all that he can to try to throw fear at us, to tempt us with it.
我哋嘅敌人撒旦魔鬼咧，时时都想将呢种恐惧咧、害怕咧，系去压喺我哋身上边。
And if we aren't careful, we can fall for his attempts to discourage us and distract us.
如果我哋唔小心咧，我哋就好容易咧，被佢用呢样嘢咧，系叫我哋灰心丧志啦。
The Bible tells us the way that we can cast out fear.
圣经里边话俾我哋听咧，我哋可以咧脱离呢种嘅恐惧
，is to experience God's perfect love。
就是去经历上帝嗰个完全嘅爱。
And the height of experiencing that perfect love is found in knowing Jesus as your Savior。
而系神嘅完全嘅爱嘅最高嘅一个嘅表现咧，就系接受耶稣基督做我哋嘅救主。
When you receive the gift of eternal life by knowing Jesus as Savior，
当你系藉着耶稣基督而得到呢个永生嘅时候。
You do receive another gift, and that is the freedom from this thing called fear.
因为咁样样接受咗耶稣咧，就会得到咗另一个嘅礼物，就系脱离呢个恐惧，有呢个嘅自由。
There it is, if you will, under God's Christmas tree.
喺耶稣基督上帝嘅圣诞树之下。
It's a gift you can open now.
就有呢份嘅礼物，你可以即刻打开嘅。
Open the gift.
你可以打开礼物。
And let God's perfect love cancel or get rid of that fear.
让上帝嘅完全嘅爱将我哋嗰种嘅惧怕咧能够驱走。
That's the first gift you don't have to wait till Christmas to open.
呢个系第一份嘅礼物，你唔需要等圣诞先开嘅。
There's a second gift.
仲有第二份嘅礼物。
It's called the joy of salvation.
第二份礼物咧系叫做系救恩里边嘅喜乐。
Pastor Sam, would you read to us again verses 10 and then go on to verse 11? Let's look at this joy.
我们读路加福音第二章第十和第十一节。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
You don't have to wait till Christmas Day to experience the joy of salvation. That gift is available today.
你唔需要等到圣诞先系经历救恩嘅喜乐。
The Bible,
这个礼物系今日喺度啦。
The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation.
圣经话俾我听，今日就系得救嘅日子。
When King David had fallen into great sin,
当大卫王咧佢系犯罪之后
，we find in Psalm 51 his repentant prayer.
我哋喺诗篇五十一篇见到佢嗰个认罪嘅祷告。
And one of the statements he made to God was this.
其中一句佢咁讲。
He said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation."
求你俾翻我，让我重得救恩之乐。
He did not ask God to give him salvation again.
佢唔叫上帝再一次俾佢救恩。
David had not lost his salvation.
因为大卫冇失去佢嘅救恩。
David had lost the joy of his salvation.
大卫系失去咗救恩嘅喜乐。
I wonder about you this Christmas Sunday.
我唔知道今日圣诞呢个日子你系点样样咧。
Have you lost your joy?
你系咪已经失去咗喜乐咧
？You're confident you know Jesus.
你知道耶稣基督，你认识耶稣基督。
You made an effort to worship here today.
你今日嚟到一齐嘅敬拜。
You're active in a small group.
啊，你系参加小组。
Maybe you serve on the ministerial team.
或者咧，你系参与侍奉添。
You're part of a deacon or elder body.
或者你系教会嘅长老系执事。
And you are loving Jesus Christ. You know that's right.
你爱耶稣基督，你知道你自己系咁嘅。
But somehow life has gotten so tense.
但唔知点解咧，你越嚟越觉得好紧张。
Things have gotten so hard.
样样嘢都好似好难。
That you've lost your joy.
你就失去咗喜乐。
And you need to get your joy back.
你应该重新嘅揾翻呢个嘅喜乐。
It's a gift.
因为呢个系上帝俾你嘅礼物。
And you don't have to wait until Christmas Day to open that gift.
你唔需要等到圣诞日先开呢份礼物嘅。
How do you get your joy back?
怎样能够重新得回喜乐呢?
Just a couple of thoughts.
让我提议几点。
To get your joy back, spend time alone with God every day.
要重得这个救恩的喜乐呢,你要每日花时间与亲近神。
I host the television program here in Canada, 100 Huntley Street.
我是负责呢,在加拿大这个电视节目, 100 Huntley Street 的。
And every week this month, we're offering a devotional book.
在今个月里面呢每一个礼拜呢我们都 是向人提议一本的书。
The book is called 5 Minutes with Jesus.
这本书呢叫做呢是每日五分钟与主一起。
And the author reminds those who have lost the joy of their salvation.
那个作者呢是提醒已经失去了救恩喜乐的人。
Just spending 5 minutes alone with Jesus Christ can make a huge difference.
如果你每日只花五分钟亲近主呢就完全的不同的了。
5 minutes.
五分钟。
And if you spend 5 minutes, it won't be long until it becomes 10 minutes.
你花五分钟的时候，有时你享受到个地步，好快又会十分钟添。
Or maybe 15 or 20 minutes, just alone with Him in the Word and on your knees.
或者十五或者二十分钟嘅读神嘅话，向佢祷告。
You go to the Lord and say, Lord, I've lost my joy.
你话俾主听，你话主啊，我失去咗我嘅喜乐。
Talk to Him.
告诉他听
Listen to him through his word.
然后听他自己的话
Spend time alone with God every day. That's one way to get the joy back.
每一天花时间亲近神，这个就能够得回喜乐的其中一方法了。
Here's a second way to get the joy back.
这个第二样东西呢
Find a way to give to others.
找一些方法呢去服侍和祝福其他人。
It may be time.
或者是时间上面。
It could be treasure or finances.
或者是在钱啊财物上面。
It may be an ability to pour your life into someone else.
或者是将你的生命呢倾倒在帮助一个人。
But find a way to give back.
但是找一些机会。
Oftentimes people that don't have joy in their lives have spent all of this time having things be about them instead of them helping others.
很多时候人失去了喜乐因为他想来想去都要自己得着益处而忘记了是去祝福其他的人。
Here's a third way to get the joy back.
第三个方法可以重新嘅得回喜乐嘅。
Tell someone about Jesus.
话俾人听有关耶稣基督嘅事。
Share your faith.
分享你嘅信仰。
And it doesn't have to be in a threatening, intimidating way.
唔需要话讲得咧好得人惊嘅咁样讲嘢嘅。
Tell your story.
就讲你自己嘅故事啦。
Talk to them about what your life was like before you met Christ.
告诉他们你未认识耶稣基督之前你的生命是怎样的。
Talk to them about how you came to know Christ savingly in your life.
然后告诉他们你怎样是认识耶稣的。
And talk about what your life has been like since Jesus came into your heart.
然后告诉他们自从你认识耶稣基督之后你的生命有什么改变。
When Paul was writing the church of Galatia,
当保罗是在加拉太书里面他写给加拉太的教会
He referred to the fruit of the Spirit like a cluster of grapes.
他提到是圣灵的果子好像一堆的三果一样
He talked about things like love and kindness and meekness.
他讲到是仁爱、喜乐、和平等等
But in that cluster was also joy.
但是这一个里面的很重要一样东西就是喜乐。
You know, I think sometimes we lose our joy because we're not doing our job well, which is serving Him.
很多时候我想我们失去了我们的喜乐因为我们失去了我们应该做的事就是侍奉主。
It's very, very difficult to feel joy when you are not seeking the Lord and instead you are seeking things after yourself.
如果你时时常系挂住嘅，都系想为自己攞啲咩好处，而唔系为主嘅时候咧，喜乐咧就会失去噶啦。
This theme of joy is so important that there's an entire book of the Bible that has it as its theme. It's the book of Philippians.
系呢个喜乐呢个嘅题目咧系咁重要，有一本圣经嘅书就系腓立比书，佢嘅主题就系讲喜乐啦。
There are four chapters of Philippians.
腓立比书有四章。
And you and I could easily re-engage with joy if we just read repetitively one chapter per week per month.
如果你咧系留心嘅，只系每一个礼拜咁样系读一章嘅时候咧。
I read Philippians over the weekend.
你或者你睇腓立比书喺周末睇都得。
Here are some things that Paul speaks of as he writes about joy in a Christian's life.
作者咧，使徒保罗咧，佢咁样讲有关喜乐嘅。
He says there's joy in the gospel。
佢话喺福音嘅里边，你可以揾到喜乐。
There's joy in proclaiming Christ to lost people。
当你系向未得救嘅人咧，系讲耶稣基督嘅时候，有喜乐。
There is joy available to us when we experience the hardships of relationships and work or family. There's joy for the Christian。
甚至咧系在困难当中，作为基督徒咧，都会揾到里边有喜乐嘅。
There is joy in walking by faith。
系凭信心而行，亦都有喜乐。
There is joy in a church when there is unity and purpose among the body of Christ。
当个教会里边能够有合一同埋有目标嘅时候，这个又系有喜乐。
There is joy when we sacrifice and put others first。
当我哋愿意系为别人着想而又作牺牲嘅时候，都会有喜乐噶。
He talks about joy in mentoring and discipleship relationships。
佢亦都讲到，当你系去扶立人、帮助其他人成长，又系有喜乐嘅。
He speaks of joy when there is reunion and reconciliation。Reconciliation among believers.
当到圣徒当中咧，系大家重新嘅和好合，系相爱嘅时候，这个又有喜乐。
And he says that there is joy in supporting, including financially supporting the work of the Lord, just being generous with God's money.
佢话当我哋系支持嘅教会嘅工作，当我哋有奉献嘅时候，咁样又有喜乐嘅。
Joy,
喜乐。
The joy of salvation is a gift that is under God's Christmas tree.
救恩嘅喜乐就喺上帝嘅圣诞树之下。
That we don't have to wait till Christmas to open.
呢一份嘅礼物，你唔需要等到圣诞先打开。
There's freedom from fear.
系除去恐惧嘅自由。
And then there's the last gift, the third gift.
仲有第三份嘅礼物。
That's lasting peace.
呢个咧就系永存嘅、永远嘅平安。
Pastor Sam, would you take us to this last segment of Scripture, verses 13 and 14, and notice.The peace that is present.
让我读第十三节同埋第十四节。忽然有一大队天兵向同那天使赞美神说：在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Over the years, there have been peace treaties that have been made and broken.
好多好多年，我哋都时时见到有呢啲嘅和平嘅条约，但系咧签咗，亦都冇办法守到。
Hundreds and thousands of peace treaties that have been signed and then violated，
或者成千上万嘅呢啲嘅叫做和平嘅条约咧，签咗名，但系冇实现到。
And while it is important and noble to try to bring peace to groups or situations，
我哋去寻求平和平咧，呢个系应该系重要嘅。
It seems like so many of our efforts to find peace fall so very short.
然而我们的用的方法，我们想尽办法，但我们得不到和平。
The New Testament speaks of two types of peace when it comes to our relationship with God.
新约圣经讲到，当我们跟神有了关系之后，我们就有两种的平安 会经历到。
The first is the importance of us making peace with God.God.
第一种呢就是与神和好这种的平安。
That's what salvation does.
这个就是救恩能够带给我们的。
We who were sinners.
我们本是罪人。
Confess our sin and ask Jesus Christ to forgive us.
我们承认我们的罪，求主耶稣基督赦免我们。
Based on what he did on the cross for us.
藉着他在十字架上面为我们所成就的。
God's answer to the sin dilemma.
上帝就为我们解决了罪的问题。
So when we receive Jesus Christ, we make peace with God.
当我们接受了耶稣基督之后，我们就能够与神和好。
The second kind of peace the New Testament speaks of,
还有新约圣经讲第二种的平安，
is the peace of God.
就是从神而来的平安。
And this is a daily calm.
这个就是每一日咧都喺我哋当中嘅。
It's a living, ongoing, lasting peace.
就系活喺我哋生命里边，继续活喺我哋里边长存嘅平安。
Paul says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts."
保罗话：让基督耶稣嘅平安喺你心里边作主。
God has given us through Jesus Christ peace with Him and His everyday peace.
上帝是让我们藉着耶稣基督得到了与他和好与神和好的平安和神所赐的平安。
And it's a gift.
这个是礼物来的。
Lasting peace.
是永远的平安。
I love the words of a hymn where the verse goes this way, or the chorus goes this way, peace, peace, wonderful peace.
我很欢喜一首的诗歌他大概是这样讲他说平安平安奇妙的平安。
Coming down from the Father above.
由我们的天父是来到我们当中。
God has given his people here in this church the gift of peace.
上帝是赐给今天在座当中的每一个属于他的人永远的平安的。
It's a gift to open.
这个就是那份的礼物是要我们打开的。
Right now, today.
现在去打开。
No need to wait.
不需要再等待。
There was a philanthropist who wanted to commission a group of artists to find the perfect picture or create the perfect picture of peace.
有一个嘅慈善家咧，好想揾一啲嘅画家嚟画一幅嘅图画咧，系代表完全嘅平安。
Word was gotten to all the major artists of the world.
系全世界咧，嗰啲有名嘅画家咧，都系收到呢一个嘅信息。
Paint the perfect picture of peace.And you will be awarded a lot of money.
如果你能够画到一幅嘅图画咧，系代表完全嘅平安咧，你会得到好大嘅奖金。
Over a period of time, hundreds of pictures came in that were painted by artists that were on canvas.
一段时间之后咧，就收到好多嗰啲画家咧，投入嚟咧，系呢嘅画。
And the philanthropist carefully looked at all of them.
呢个慈善家咧，好小心嘅睇嗰啲嘅画。
He narrowed it down to just a handful of paintings.
最后只剩下 几张来选。
And there was one that he was really drawn to.
有一张他特别觉得是好的。
It was a very simple picture of a pastoral scene in the countryside.
就有一幅图画讲到在青草地上。
There was a running brook or a stream going through the middle of that pasture.
有一个小溪在流经那个草坯。
The sun was shining.
太阳就很光猛的。
There were shade trees placed throughout the painting.
然而呢，是有树荫。
It was a beautiful calm day on that canvas.
一个很平安的、很安定的一个日子。
Even had sheep that were laying there in the grass.
甚至是有些羊呢，是睡在这个草地上面。
Surely this was the picture of perfect peace.
这个呢，真是一个完全的平安的一幅的图画。
But then there were a couple of more paintings he needed to see.
但是他还有看到其他的图画。
And he found one that was of even more interest to him.
但他看到另外一幅是他觉得很有兴趣。
It too was an outdoor landscape.
这个也是室外的一幅画。
But it was that of a waterfall with torrential water falling down to a pool below.
那幅图画是画到有一个瀑布是汹涌的流下来。
It was not as large as Niagara Falls, but still it was an impressive waterfall.
不是好像尼亚加拉大瀑布那么大的，但是也看来也是一个很宏伟的一个瀑布来的。
At the bottom there was the torrential puddles of water, pools of water spreading out.
当那些瀑布打落去下面的时候，下面是一潭一潭的大的水。
There was the mist that the fog that the mist of the water created.
你看到很多的水花雾气这样在飘送。
And there was all of that. You could just feel the power of that waterfall.
你好像能够感受到咧嗰个瀑布嗰种嘅大能力啊。
To the sides of the fall, where there was a cliff.
喺呢个瀑布嘅侧边咧，有一个嘅悬崖。
There was a tree that was growing out awkwardly.
呢个悬崖度咧，有一棵树生出嚟。
And on that tree's limb was a nest.
喺嗰个树枝嗰度咧，有一个嘅雀巢嗰度。
And a bird.
一只雀。
A mother bird that was protecting her newly born.Babies that had just come out of the eggs.
有一个咧系雀嘅妈妈咧，系保护好多喺个雀巢里边啱啱出世嘅雀仔。
And he looked at it.
当佢睇到呢幅画嘅时候
，And he said to himself,
佢同佢自己讲
，That's the perfect picture of peace.
呢个先系真正嘅完全嘅平安。
In a life where there is so much noise,
因为喺我哋嘅生命里边有咁多嘅杂声
，Where there are currents that are raging,
有咁多嘅嘢咧系出现紧。
When it's foggy and misty.
是觉得很迷茫的时候,
and sometimes you are tempted to drown.
有时呢,
you can find a place.
你会找到一个地方,
a place of quiet.
这个是一个安稳,
a place of protection.
一个得到保护,
a place of covering.
一个得到安慰的地方,
that's what that bird was doing.
这个就是,
that's what that nest was representing.
这个就是那幅图画和那个雀巢的代表的意思,
that illustrates lasting peace.
让我们明白一个永远的平安是怎样的。
I don't know what hellish, difficult situation you may be facing this morning.
我不知道今天各位要面对的情况是怎样。
And the thousands of people that have been on this campus today and for the remainder of this weekend.
今天在我们当中有过千人,或者这个礼拜都继续他们会来。
There are thousands of stories.
有很多不同的故事。
Of hurt.
是令人伤心的故事,
of sadness,
是令人忧愁的事,
of fear,
或者恐惧,
of discouragement,
或者是失望,
a lack of peace,
就是没了平安。
If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today,
如果你是认识耶稣基督的,
celebrate the gift of salvation,
你能够享受在救恩里面这个礼物。
But please remember the gifts that are available to you today. You don't have to wait till Christmas to experience them. Freedom from fear. The joy of salvation. Lasting peace. May I pray for you now. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for these gifts that we have available to us. I pray for every Christ follower here. You know what she or he needs at this very moment. And I pray that they would not let their hearts be troubled. I pray that they would not fear. But they would experience this day freedom from fear. That you would increase the level of joy in their lives. And that, Father, you would do within them an incredible work when it comes to peace. And I want to pray, Father, for those who are here today who may be seeking. Who have not yet received Christ as Savior. We pray that today would be their day of salvation. That even before they leave this room today, that they would pray a prayer like this. God in heaven, I'm a sinner. And I'm so sorry for my sins. And I can't do anything to erase my sins. I understand that only Jesus can do that. So right now, at this moment, I receive your gift. Your gift of forgiveness. Your gift of eternal life. And I pray this. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督啊,
thank you that Jesus died on the cross. That he rose from the dead. And that he lives forevermore.
就继续的,
help me to live for you.
帮助我,
and then, Lord, I have a final prayer that I would love to just offer on behalf of this congregation.
亲爱的天父,
it's been a very busy year for this church.
是,
once again, this church has experienced your blessing in invisible and visible ways. I pray, Father, that we, none of us ever here, would take that for granted, your hand upon this ministry.
主啊,
so I pray for the leadership, my dear friend Sam. All the pastors and all the elders and deacons of this church.
所有的教牧和我们的长执,
I pray for those that are involved in ministry in various levels.
我为到每一个系有参与侍奉嘅人。
That you would have your hand upon them in 2016.
求主在2016年里边用你嘅手亲自嘅带领佢哋。
Lord, I pray for your glory that more people would find Christ here this next year than ever before.
哦，主啊，愿意喺呢个地方系得到荣耀，当好多嘅人系嚟到呢度认识你、接受你。
More people would be obedient to the waters of baptism.
愿意更多人系愿意系信服系接受洗礼。
More resources and revenues would be raised for missions and for projects to help people.
更多嘅资源咧，能够系。收到可以做差傳嘅工作。
Then more people will be called into full-time ministry out of this church than ever before.
而有更多人咧係願意奉獻自己做全時間嘅傳道。
And that the fame and glory of Jesus Christ would spread beautifully out of this church in the coming year.
讓耶穌基督嘅榮耀同埋你嘅美德藉著呢個教會能夠傳出去。
You know, in my heart, Father, this is a very special place.
你知道上帝啊，我嘅心裏邊真係好為呢啲事嚟。
Not only preserve and protect this church in the coming year,
在来年不单单求你是保护他们，还是坚持他们，坚定他们。
But the influence of the gospel may it echo globally as a result of the efforts done here every day.
愿意这个教会能够将福音传到去全个世界。
Thank you for these gifts.
多谢你赐给我们这些礼物。
May we use them today.
让我们今天就打开来用它。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈祷。阿门。